In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. On the first day of a new school year, did you always know whether or not you were going to like your teacher? Or did it sometimes take a while to appreciate what they had to teach you? This year, the last weekend in April brought with it a chance for Tucson to show its appreciation for teachers of all kinds through an event at the U of A. Over 1,000 teachers and their families were treated to food and entertainment, and there were demonstrations of some of the ways that the university and other community groups can offer support and learning opportunities at a time when those seem hard to come by. Here's an audio postcard from the event.
My name's Susan Mitchell, and I teach at Mountain View High School in the Marana School District. I teach art.
Was there a key moment for you that made you decide you wanted to get into teaching?
I think my high school art teacher, her name was Mrs. Bingham, and bless her soul, she just was a wonderful lady, really nurturing and supportive.
If you were superintendent for a day, though, is there a change that you would love to make that would make life easier for you?
Gosh, our superintendent is great. I don't think I'd want his job with all the budget cuts, but the one thing I'd change is having certified art teachers at our elementary schools. I think an art educator in every school would be fantastic in the future when, you know, the economy is better.
All right, tell me your name and where you teach.
Wayne Notarangelo, and I teach out at Indian Oasis out in Sells, Indian Oasis Babakivri, the elementary school.
Do you feel that you get the support that you need teaching in Sells, that your school is able to back you up?
They're really trying. Things are really changing. I've been out there 2 years. This will be my third. And definitely things are progressing in the right way. It's tough out there, but it's a commitment. I live in Oro Valley, and it's 80 miles each way from me. And even though there's a bus, there's a lot of days that I stay out there for a night or I drive. And when I do, it's 160 miles round trip. So, it's a commitment to work out there.
I'm Shelby, and I'm 7.5 years old.
It gets hard to remember once you get past 6, doesn't it?
Sort of.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Okatia Ridge Elementary.
And what do you like or what do you appreciate about your teacher?
Well, she's funny and she has a good sense of humor.
My name is Kelly French, and currently I teach 6th grade language arts. I think the biggest thing for me is really when they make the initiative outside of the classroom to come to you and ask you about something that's been going on in the classroom. Or when you start something and one class hears about it, and then by the time you get to the 5th period class, they're coming in going, oh, I heard we're doing this today, and they get real excited. So you know that you've reached those morning classes because they're talking about it at lunch.
I'm Theodora, and I'm 9, and I go to ACVA.
And tell me about your teacher.
My teacher's name is Miss Banji, and she's fun.
What is fun about her?
Well, we do games, and we do, like, where we have to do challenges.
Do you think you might want to be a teacher one day?
Yes.
And what would you like to, if you were a teacher, what would you do?
I would do it like my teacher, because she makes learning fun.
I'm Elia Chu. I'm a professor in physics.
Was there a key moment for you when you decided to get into teaching?
I don't think there was any particular moment, but I certainly remember having a great high school physics teacher, and that really made a big difference in where I am now and what I decided to do.
How heavily have you been impacted by the budget cuts to education?
Well, I have an administrative role here in the College of Science, and so we see the budget cuts very deeply. The U of A is going to get a $78 million budget cut, and that will come directly into the number of faculty we can hire, to the kinds of programs that we can produce for the U of A and also for K-12 schools.
If you could advocate for some sort of change that you think would make your role in education easier or better, can you think what that might be?
You know, we can always say that more public finance would be great, but I think it would be helpful for everybody of the state to realize what an important aspect public education is for the health of the state in general.
Can you tell me your name, please, and where you teach?
Valerie Darren and La Paloma. Special ed is the department I work in.
How do you measure your success?
I'm taking students that really have, I don't know, they've given up, they're apathetic, and seeing them try. It's still worth it, regardless of what everybody says about the money and the time and the budget cuts. It's worth it.
That was an audio postcard from the 2011 Teacher Appreciation Day on the U of A campus.